The day before Canada Day, while getting ready for the Lindsay Open Bass Tournament, it occurred to me that I really enjoy preparation. I mean, getting ready for the tournament, the fishing or the hunting trip, tying lines, cleaning guns, pre-planning. I really love this stuff. Whether you're fishing for carp, hunting waterfowl, or something in between, without preparation and planning, failure is sure to prevail.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show...
Do you know an apprentice hunter who would like to try some waterfowl hunting? Brad Martin from Rondo Bay Waterfowlers joins us to talk about their annual mentored hunt. Looking for some big fish? I mean giants. Mike Williams from Lakeside Cottages on Lake Ketchewanuka talks about the world-class carp fishery we have here in Ontario and some techniques we can use to catch them. Plus, MNRF News and the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. Introducing youth to hunting plays a big role in our hunting heritage. Passing down values, ethics, and responsibilities come with being a great hunter and conservationist. The Rondeau Bay Waterfowlers Association hosts a youth waterfowl hunt annually that has become very successful, filling each year.
So joining me is Brad Martin from the Rondeau Bay Waterfowlers Association. How are you doing today, Brad?
I'm doing great today, Randy.
So we've got some news here that the Rondeau Bay Waterfowlers Association youth hunt for 2015 is on again. How long has this hunt been going on for now?
It's actually in the current format about 12 years.
12 years now. Wow.
Yeah.
And I noticed that it's in memory of Jacob Suter. Can you give the listeners just a brief idea of why it's in memory of Jacob Suter?
Sure. So this was a young man that actually attended our youth hunt multiple times and very active in the duck hunting world, and he passed away, so we felt it was proper to honor him for this year.
That's great. So this hunt is going to be in his memory, and that sounds awesome. So how many youth usually attend this event?
We actually have the capability of handling about 35, but we've averaged between 25 and about 35 every year. So last year we had 33, I think, was the final count. So.
Okay, and this is open to, obviously it's open to youth hunters. The idea to it is to get people involved who maybe haven't had an opportunity to try some waterfowl hunting. Is that the idea to it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we look at it kind of from the perspective, first we want to get new apprentices out. So that 12-year just got their A1. You know, there's maybe a history with duck hunting, or we found a lot of cases where it skipped a generation.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like that in my family.
Yeah, grandpa did it, but mom and dad didn't, and so the kids want to give it a try. So, you know, they come out, and, their parents are willing to support us. So, you know, a lot of that. Also, we've had some, more mature people. Usually we get 3 or 4 every year. They've seen it on television or whatever, and they think they want to give it a try. So, you know, primarily youth, but, every once in a while we get a few spots for adults as well. So.
Well, that's kind of cool. So it must take a lot of support and a lot of volunteers to run an event like this, because just to bring our listeners up to date on what you're talking about with the A1 licensing, each and every youth that participates in this event has to have a mentor to be with them when they go hunting. So who are we looking at that comes out to assist you with all of this?
Sure. So we last year, I think I said 33, and I had to scramble to find 33 mentors. Great shout out for all our mentors that volunteered. And it actually primarily comes from the Waterfowlers Association, members of the Waterfowlers Association. But we also pick up like fathers and that are willing to participate, or mothers that are willing to participate. We don't put you have to obviously be licensed, but you don't have to be a diehard duck hunter. You just need to be safe, because I can put you with a diehard duck hunter and we can cover that part off. So.
Right. So that's good. And that's important to the kids, that they get that opportunity, whereas they may not normally get it.
We will return with Brad Martin from Rondeau Bay Waterfowlers after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride Into Summer sales event.
Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Brad Martin from the Rondo Bay Waterfowler Association.
Now, I have noticed that the event is being held at Rondo Bay Provincial Park. So some of the listeners might say, you can't hunt in a provincial park, but as a matter of fact, you can. And I know Rondo Bay isn't the only one, but tell us a little bit about the park and what, you know, how the event itinerary all goes down.
Sure. So park is very much a Carolinian forest and a huge traditional marsh area. Just to give you a background, we actually had the superintendent of the park participate in the youth hunt last year. He's a big duck hunter. So,
nice.
So, and I think there's 33 different parks you can hunt in within Ontario. But it's a great location. It's part of the migration through. So there's a bay side where you have large open water, and there's actually a marsh side as well. Our association runs the waterfowl office from the start of the season until freeze up every year. So, it's a great, great event.
That's awesome. And I notice it's Friday night, October 2nd, at 5 until Saturday at 12 p.m. So it looks like it's an overnight stay and then a morning hunt?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is it's all free. Everything is free, and basically the kids show up Friday night. We have a barbecue for them. Obviously, we check everybody's licenses and make sure they have duck stamps and all those wonderful things.
Make sure they're compliant, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's, A, got to be safe, and B, got to be legal.
Right.
And then we actually have a nice chat. The park comes in and explains, you know, the wonderful, unique characteristics of the park, and we have an M&R official come in. Last year was a guy by the name of Mark Curry, did a wonderful job, basically just an oversight of how they do their job, what they do, you know, and to make some new friends. And then overnight, if they choose, they can camp, and we have basically a large block of campsites booked off for us. And then, up bright and early on Saturday morning, like about 4, we start feeding people. And,
wow.
Yeah, it's an early day.
It's an early and busy day. Now, they're staying over. They're going to be obviously out in the marsh actively hunting for waterfowl. Do they need to bring firearms? Do they need to bring a certain type of clothing? Where is this all met?
Sure. So actually, when we get the final sign up, I actually give you a laundry list of things you need. But, just dark clothing, waterproof clothing. If you have waders, absolutely waders. If you're stuck, we can find a gun for you. But ideally, you bring your own firearm. We actually, Federal is kind enough to provide us with shells every season. So,
nice.
So basically, yeah, typical waterfowl stuff. Stuff to stay dry.
Right. Yeah, just to keep that wetness off of you, because October isn't always the nicest month, but hunting's like that. That's the way hunting is. So,
yeah.
So that's great. And obviously you get some positive, feedback from the kids and their parents.
Oh, the kids love it. They're glowing when they walk out. They walk out at lunchtime on Saturday. They are glowing. And we actually had people make the trip from Ottawa and Belleville last year.
Wow.
So they're coming from far and wide, but yeah, the kids are just walking on sunshine. Typically, we have at least a book for the mentors to sign for the kids that is about duck hunting. And usually we get some support from Delta and DU and Avery. So, the kids get some free stuff too. So, yeah, walking on sunshine when they get out.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, I love the idea that it's a free event. So, we're not losing anybody here. Anybody who wants to take advantage of this and try out some hunting where they may not normally get this opportunity, it's available there for them. And I've also noticed here that they can visit rondowaterfowlers.com to get more information in terms of the posting and that sort of thing. Can they get in touch with you for the, for signing up or for any details that they need to know? And how can they get in touch with you, Brad?
Sure. So the easiest way is to, if you Google RBWA, mm-hmm. You'll actually get taken to the Rondo Bay Waterfowlers, and the man that manages the website can direct traffic to me. The other way is my email. It's jbmartin@amtelecom.com, or I'm sorry, .net.
Okay.
The phone number is 519-287-5022.
Okay, yeah, and by Wednesday, September 3rd, so obviously you want to get it in early because, you know, you don't want to miss out.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of activity that has to happen in that last week, week and a half kind of deal. So if I can at least hear from everybody by Wednesday,
September 3rd?
September 3rd, thank you.
I'm all over this. I wish I was a kid.
There you go. Yeah, me too. But yeah, so by September 3rd, that gives me enough time to kind of get all our ducks in a row because there's a lot of paperwork and, you know, I have to scramble to find mentors and everything else. So yeah, if they could do it by that date, at least contact me, that would be wonderful.
Right. So all you listeners out there, anybody who's interested in this, maybe you're an adult that's just starting to hunt. Maybe you know of another youth that has their A1 card that's really just... really wants to try this waterfowl hunting. This is a great opportunity. There again, rondowaterfowlers.com. Brad Martin's the person to talk to. And Brad, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention again this year.
No problem. Thank you very much, Randy, for letting me speak about it.
A special day has been set aside to introduce youth to waterfowl hunting. Waterfowl Heritage Day is on the Saturday prior to the season opener in Ontario. Qualified young hunters under the age of majority do not require a migratory game bird licensing permit to participate on this day, but must meet all other federal and provincial requirements, including having an Ontario Hunter Apprenticeship Safety Card. They must also comply to all laws pertaining to bag limits and hunting methods. Mentors must be at least 18 years of age and possess a valid migratory game bird hunting permit and wildlife conservation stamp, plus the Ontario Small Game License. Each mentor may accompany only one young hunter, and mentors are not permitted to use a firearm. While hunting, mentors are required to provide continuous, direct, and immediate supervision to the youth. More information on Waterfowl Heritage Day can be found in the Migratory Birds Hunting Regulations Summary.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
We will return with the world according to CARP after these words from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event.
Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Go through 63015C dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome back to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Have you ever gone fishing for minnows? Yes, I mean giant minnows. Carp are a part of the minnow family and are abundant in Ontario. You can use fishing rods and reels to fish for carp or bow and arrow to hunt them. Either way, these freshwater monsters can exceed 30 pounds, and there's plenty of them. So my first experience with carp, obviously I was young and I noticed these big giant fish swimming about. Thought, you know what, I got to try and catch one of these. So I did a little bit of reading and got all rigged up and went out and instantly caught a carp, first cast. Well, after that, I didn't catch any. They just completely stopped biting. Since that time, I've watched and read and studied a little bit more on carp. And Al Linder did a nice show on carp fishing. And as far as he's concerned, carp are one of the smartest fish that swims, and I have to agree with him. So I've invited Mike Williams to join us today on Angler and Hunter Radio to talk about these carp. Mike, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Well, welcome, Lindy.
So without a doubt, they grow big, and I still enjoy fishing for them. What's the biggest carp that you've personally ever caught?
The biggest one I've ever caught is 37.5 pounds.
Wow, 37.5 pounds. That's one big fish.
They grow a lot bigger though, obviously.
Yeah, and you know what? I think everybody's kind of aware that they are all over Ontario, and there's plenty of them to fish for. For our listeners, what kind of habitat would they be looking for? You know, to go and catch carp.
It normally depends on the time of year. Normally early on in the season, they will move into the shallower water in bays and that, getting ready to spawn. And once it's spawned, normally they'll move out into deeper water, you know, so they should look for channels and deeper water, because they do like that water above the heads, you know, especially in the height of the season.
Right, and I think in my experience, I found when I fished for them, you know, like you say, in the springtime, they seem to be quite accessible, and you know, you can catch them, and then of course they disappear. And the places where I do find them in the deeper water, I have just a terrible time trying to get them to bite because they don't seem to be on the bottom anymore, and they're swimming around halfway down. And I don't know. I guess I'm just not a very good carp fishing person. But what kind of techniques could you recommend our listeners try to catch these giant fish?
Well, 90% of it is in the feeding. A lot of people make mistakes. If they're sight fishing for them, like in the early spring, and they just, but when they move into the deeper water, then baiting for them and pre-baiting for them is a must, because they eat vast quantities of corn and bait, or whatever type you like to use, but is to attract them in, and once they move in over the bait, the hard work is keeping them there and keeping them moving around, because they'll just eat all the corn up or what, move on, you see.
Okay.
People forget that.
So we're going to bait them or chum them or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
And corn being one good, is there anything else that works?
Well, people use boiled wheat, and there's various different things. Corn's a good starter. Make sure it's, I don't know, you soak it, and then, or you can boil it and boil it up so it's, you know, it's not hard and everything. And that's an easy, cheap bait.
Yeah. So we're obviously going to, place this in an area where we know that carp frequent. Is timing important? Like if you're chumming or baiting an area at a certain time, is it important to fish there at the same time, or do you find that they kind of hang around after you start doing that on a regular basis?
Well, the trick is if you think you've got the spot where they're about, and you start, I tend to like to pre-bait maybe a day or two before I even fish it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once an hour, once you arrive and start fishing it and keep the bait going in on a regular basis, and you attract them to the area, and once they've got used to being in the area, then it's they'll be there most of the time. You know, you've got to pick the right location, but the chumming and the regular feeding is very important as well.
Yeah, and do you agree with me about the fact that they're really not, I mean, they're really kind of difficult to catch? Or they can be.
they can be. I mean, they can be very wary there at times. You know, time of the day is like any other fish as well. Sometimes early on in the season, it's very early in the morning. And as the season goes on, I tend to think evenings is better. A good windy day obviously helps.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got gin clear water and it's bright and sunny, they tend to normally soak off a bit and, you know, come back at night time or whatever. So...
Right.
Other types of fishing, you have to do different techniques for that time.
We will return faster than you can open a can of corn with Mike Williams from Lakeside Cottages after these messages.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Mike Williams from Lakeside Cottages on carp fishing techniques.
Yeah, and I suppose it's like any other type of fishing. You could probably just use your standard, you know, spinning rod outfit, but there's some specialized equipment, and I imagine you have some of that.
Oh, yes. Well, we used to carp fish in England years ago, and normally, I'm using, like, 2.5-3 pound test curve rods, as we call them over here, and 11-foot, 12-foot long.
Nice.
For casting, and, you know, for casting out heavy leads or feeders. You need a good strong rod. You can catch them on your shorter rods, but to do it properly, a good strong rod is a must.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the, and of course we have some writers for the magazine that are right into it too, and I've watched some TV shows, as a matter of fact, done right around your resort, right on your resort for carp fishing. Obviously, a hot spot to go. What can you tell us about carp fishing opportunities that you have at Lakeside Cottage Resort?
Well, we take all, we've had guests from all around the world, obviously a lot from England. I stopped here myself in 97 on a carp fishing holiday.
Kind of never went home, eh?
We ended up buying the place eventually, and we've invited guys from all over England, Holland, Germany, all over the place, and Canadian guests. We have a regular school group have come to us in beginning of June, the Blue Vale Collegiate from Waterloo. Okay. And there's like 13, 14 teenagers, and they pack the place out and we teach them to catch fish, and the carp fishing especially. And this year they had over 400 pounds of fish.
Wow, eh?
And for youngsters, you know, that's good fishing. They lost fish as well, which goes with the name of the game, but they all have a good time. They've been coming for about 5 or 6 years now. So
that's cool. And, you know, that's I find that to be the real story. And then the one thing that I like the most about talking to people on the radio is you find out how they've found their passion in life. And I can obviously tell that you really like carp fishing, and it's something, it sounds like you found a great spot there. That's for sure. Now, can our listeners, I know you're on Lake Ketchewanuka, can they go, is there like a day trip, or is it mainly like, I know you have rental cottages too, or what kind of packages do you offer there?
No, we actually don't do any day trips, because I keep that solely for the people who stop here, whether it be for a week. We get a lot of guests who come over in the May, June, and September period for 2 weeks. And occasional, and during the summertime, obviously, we've got a lot of families here at the minute. So it's a mixture, but the actual carp fishing is totally for people who do stop here.
Right.
And they can go off to various places as well. Like, you know, I'll tell them where to go and show them spots to fish me, some of the secret spots, as I call them.
That's good.
But I must point out that I'm totally catch and release for the carp fishing.
Okay. You want to keep catching them for more people to come and catch them.
Well, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's awesome. So they could, you know, somebody could come up for a weekend or whatever, and I guess spring, by the sounds of it, is the best time to come, but I'm sure, do they bite again in the fall? Or?
Oh, yes. We'll keep fishing till October for them, and then we'll actually close in just after Thanksgiving anyway, for maintenance and everything. But no, they fish right through September and into October.
Nice.
So, you know, that's not a problem.
That's good. And, you know, for somebody to go out and purchase all of this specialized equipment, they could simply go to your place. Now, do you supply that equipment for them and, you know, help them along that way?
For some, I do. I do have a small section of tackle rentals. A lot of guests will actually bring their own, especially from England. They bring their own, they've got their own personalized rods and reels. And I do keep a small selection for people who don't have this, and, you know, I do a rental thing. So there's always that option as well.
Yeah, so a great opportunity for somebody who's obviously really experienced, or for somebody who wants to grab their rods and reels and come up with the kids. And I'm sure there's more than just carp in Ketchwanooka. It just sounds like a great lake.
Yes, we've got the guys out bass fishing as we speak.
Okay.
And it's obviously full of panfish and muskies and different things. So we have a good mixture. It's a great lake.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Is there any other unique things about Lakeside Cottage Resort that you can tell our listeners?
Well, we've actually won some awards over the years for customer service, and last year we won the Outstanding Business Award for the area.
Very good. Congratulations on that one. And, you know, I can tell trying to track you down for an interview, and you're always, I've got to take care of my customers or take care of my guests. My guests come first, and I could tell right away that you're really found your spot there. How can our listeners find Lakeside Cottage Resort? Mike and Eileen, how can they get in touch with you guys?
Well, obviously, this day and age, a lot of people go on the website and they can look up Lakeside Cottages, you know, Lakeside Cottage Resort. And they can also email us at eileenmike@nexicom.net.
Okay.
But if we also have a specialized website for the carp fishing, but if they go on Lakeside Cottages, it'll take them to that.
And they can look at pictures?
Yes, there's pictures and advice and everything on there.
That's awesome. And maybe they'll catch a 30-pound plus carp. 37 pounds, that's massive.
Well, you never know. I'll just repeat the website again.
It's okay.
lakeside-cottages.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy day
of
fishing and enjoying people's company. Man, what a great job that must be.
it's been a glorious week as well after all the rain
we've
had in June. That's great.
Well, good luck, and thanks again, Mike, for all your help.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
So fishing for common carp sounds like a lot of fun. Not to be confused with common carp, Asian carps were brought from Asia to North America in the 1960s and 70s. Since then, they have migrated north through the U.S. waterways towards the Great Lakes. Preventing Asian carps from spreading into the Great Lakes is the best way to prevent harm to Ontario's native fish species. Asian carps consist of silver carp, bighead carp, grass carp, and black carp. They are successful invaders that have replaced native species in areas of the Mississippi River and its tributaries. They make up more than 50% of the fish by weight in some parts of the Illinois River. They can grow more than 25 centimeters in their first year. Typically, they weigh 2 to 4 kilograms, but can weigh up to 40 kilograms and reach more than a meter in length. They can eat up to 20% of their body weight in plankton each day, and they reproduce very rapidly. Asian carps threaten our native fishes and are a safety hazard. Asian carps prefer cool to moderate water temperatures, like those found near the shores of the Great Lakes. If Asian carps become established in Ontario waters, they could potentially eat the food supply that our native fish depend on and crowd them out of their habitat. The decline of native fish species could damage sport and commercial fishing in Ontario, which brings millions of dollars a year into the province's economy. Ontario is working to keep new aquatic invaders like Asian carps out of the Great Lakes. It is illegal in Ontario to possess live bighead, silver, grass, or black carp, as well as other invasive fish species. People have been caught, convicted, and received large fines for trying to import truckloads of live Asian carps into Ontario to sell at fish markets. Enforcement of invasive species laws is the responsibility of conservation officers, who work in cooperation with other agencies such as the federal government to stop the illegal movement of invasive species. Ontario has partnered with the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters since 1992 on programs to fight invasive species, including education, outreach and training, province-wide monitoring and early detection. Ontario has been working with their partners to test the state of readiness and develop an Asian carp response plan. The plan will serve as a guide to taking action should the sighting of an Asian carp in the wild be confirmed. It is very important for you as an angler to learn how to identify bighead carp, silver carp, grass carp, and black carp. Anglers can help by not dumping their live bait. Don't release any live fish into Ontario lakes or rivers. Don't import live fish into Ontario. If you have any information about illegal importing, distribution, or sale of live Asian carps, report it immediately. For more information, go to www.invadingspecies.com. MNRF News and the Win a Yamaha Lumacraft Boat Contest when we return after these words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what?
You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat-bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. This is your MNRF News. Thunder Bay, Ontario, the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry laid 35 charges and issued 81 warnings during a three-day enforcement blitz on Highway 105 between Ear Falls and Vermilion Bay, Ontario. From June 16th to 18th, 2015, conservation officers checked 824 anglers, including 712 non-residents, for compliance with the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Act, the Ontario Fishery Regulations, and public safety legislation. Charges and warnings were issued for fishing without a license, having an overlimit of fish, possessing fish of a prohibited length, possessing live fish, transporting live fish, having packaged fish that could not be readily counted, identified or measured, possessing illegal bait such as smelt, obstructing a conservation officer, consuming liquor outside licensed premises, a residence or private place failing to have personal flotation devices for watercraft. Officers found a group of six anglers who had 21 black crappie over their combined legal limit, and a group of three who had 11 walleye over their combined legal limit. 13 commercial bait fish dealers were also inspected, and warnings were issued for selling bait fish without a license, failing to maintain a logbook, and failing to comply with the conditions of a bait fish dealer license. The ministry reminds the public that fishing limits are in place to maintain a sustainable fishery, so that anglers and other resource users may enjoy the resource in the future. For further information on the fishing regulations, please consult the Recreational Fishing Regulation Summary, available at ontario.ca/fishing. To report a natural resources violation, call 1-877-847-7667 toll-free anytime, or contact your local ministry office during regular business hours. You can also call Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-8477. Two big thumbs up to our conservation officers and the great job that they do protecting our great outdoors in Ontario. We'll be right back with the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft boat package in just a minute.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Hey, let's go fishing. Great adventures start with those little words and a trip to TSE stores. We're excited about fishing season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Last season, we gave you a chance to win my Yamaha Alumacraft boat package, and the response was overwhelming. So we are now accepting entries to win a V16 Alumacraft with F20 Yamaha and trailer valued at $10,130. Listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person, per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is Reliability. We will be giving another, yes, another cool Alumacraft Yamaha waterfowl package this summer. So stay tuned to Angler and Hunter Radio for more details. Whether you're hosting a youth hunting event or taking the kids pan fishing, planning and preparation are crucial. North winds and 67 degree water temperature combined for a tough Lindsay Open tournament this year. To add injury to insult, I had not been on the lake bass fishing yet this year. Regardless of all of this, I checked all of my gear and made some mental notes on how the lake fishes in fronts from the past. We managed fifth place, along with the biggest fish of the tournament, a 5.2 pounder caught on a crankbait by my partner Rick. Prepare for your next trip and email me your success story at ahradio.ca.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha, What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.